Scano, Sego, Sigoli, Ani. I'm David Moses with your CKRZ 100.3 FM News. Oshwegan Public Health and the Six Nations Elected Council have announced the 25th death associated to COVID-19. In a Six Nations press release, Thursday evening, March 2nd, it was confirmed by a medical lab report that the latest death was related to COVID-19 complications. This is the latest death in the territory since the 24th death was announced on February 22nd of 2022. If you are experiencing COVID-19 symptoms or have been in close contact with someone who has, you can call the COVID-19 hotline at 1-855-977-7737. Or, if you have questions, call Oshwegan Public Health at 519-445-2672. Bell Canada was at the General Elected Council meeting on February 28th, following up on a previous presentation by Bell regarding a proposal for a door-to-door solicitation on Six Nations. Melanie Pilon, the Senior Manager of Indigenous Relations for Bell, attended the virtual meeting and explained to Council that she had been contacted by Six Nations Manager of Central Administration, Shirley Johnson, after that initial meeting, expressing that Council was not keen on the idea of a door-to-door solicitation in the community. Pilon said Bell was scrapping that idea and instead wanted to have a more customized marketing program such as kiosks and mail-out.
In-person kiosk style, so maybe if there's a large event, we could do kind of a booth and encourage people to sign up.
Bell currently supplies a wireless service to the community after a no-dig order for Bell was implemented by Council in 2017. However, in doing so, that decision, it appears, has had implications for the Southwestern Integrated Fiber Technology, or SWIFT, project that Six Nations is part of, because the internet service providers who want to offer retail fiber internet to Six Nations customers use Bell infrastructure or connectivity.
The no-dig order has prevented Bell Wholesale from providing quotations from other vendors and wholesalers from providing services to other organizations and other ISPs, internet service providers, for other big projects. And I know I have read in the press that Six Nations is part of the SWIFT project, and these carriers are looking at bringing fiber services to the territory. Unfortunately, because Bell is so large, they come to Bell provides the backhaul through wholesalers. So we've kind of found ourselves between a rock and a hard place here. But Bell really provides the backhaul services that other ISPs use to provide a retail service.
Which led Pilon to asking if Council would lift the no-dig order to loosen the bottleneck.
So one of the things that I'm asking for the elected Council to consider is to lift the no-dig order that's currently in place, and that will allow the Bell Wholesale side to start to generate quotes for anyone else looking to provide services. To date, we've had many creative permission requests from third parties, such as Indigenous Services Canada and others, saying, you know, we have spoken with the chief and or the elected council. We really want to get kind of break this bottleneck that's preventing connectivity on in Six Nations. But what really is the stranglehold is the no-dig order.
Councillor Nathan Wright, who was chairing the meeting on behalf of the chief, said that before any decisions could be made, further discussions would be needed with the Consultation and Accommodation Team, or CAP.
Because I think it's going to be important for us to hear from the CAP team before we make any commitments or move on any of these items.
At the moment, any person wanting to access Bell services can do so using their wireless service and by going to the Bell website and have a modem shipped to them. For CKRZ-FM, I'm David Moses.